Dreamscape presents The I Do Over by Samantha Chase, narrated by Avery Reed. 1. Every passing moment is a chance to turn it all around. Unknown. 17 years was a long damn time to wait for an apology. But if Maddie Christopher was ever going to get any peace and closure in her life, she needed to bite the bullet and extend one. Pulling into the parking lot of Seal Security, she was surprised to find it full of cars on a Sunday afternoon. Actually, she was hoping it would be empty and the offices closed so she could have one more day to mentally prepare. But clearly, that wasn't going to happen. Well, crap, she muttered as she pulled into the first open space in sight, facing the building. Obviously, there was some sort of event going on, so it seemed like a sign that she could take a little more time to think about what she was going to say and how she was going to say it. It didn't matter that she'd been thinking about it and rehearsing it in front of a mirror almost every night for a month. Saying the words to her own reflection was one thing. Saying them to the man she'd wronged so long ago was another. Her husband. Ex-husband. Wait. Was he still an ex if the marriage was null and void because she lied on the license? Either way, she was here to look Knox Channing in the eyes and apologize. Maybe then karma would get the hell off her back and let her get her life together and find some happiness. It wasn't like Maddie hadn't been happy in 17 years. It was more like she felt like a shell of her former self. She'd gone to college, currently had a great job, owned her own house, drove a nice car, and had dated a handful of nice guys. And if she were smart, she would have married one of them and started the family she'd always wanted. But I'm not smart, she murmured with disgust. I'm stupid. Stupid for still thinking about a guy from a whole other lifetime ago who probably hasn't given me a second thought in all this time. She sighed. Why am I even here? Then she remembered. A simple recent comment from her mother sealed Maddie's fate and brought her here. When are you and that nice husband of yours going to have babies? That was it. That was the question. The funny thing was that her mother had early onset Alzheimer's and normally couldn't remember what happened yesterday, but for some reason she suddenly chose to remember Knox.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?